This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. Elizabeth Warren has made Massachusetts history in her race for the U.S. Senate, winning the largest margin of delegates ever in a Democratic Party contest for statewide office.
Are you ready? Are you ready to take on Wall Street? Are you ready to take on big oil?
That's Warren speaking to cheering delegates after she'd picked up almost 96% of their vote. She avoided a primary against immigration attorney Marisa DeFranco, who needed 15% to land on the primary ballot. WBUR's Lynn Joliker was at the convention in Springfield and takes us through the day.
Good to see you. Good to see you. It's good to be here. We're going to do this.
Here we are.
Elizabeth Warren walked part of the convention floor and greeted delegates, most in the hall wearing T-shirts and pins bearing her name. It became clear early in the day she would sail through the vote, and also clear she views this as a moment to move past the controversy over her claim of Native American heritage. Outside, a planned Cherokee protest of her amounted to three people with signs who declined to identify themselves.
Talk about what I've worked my heart out for 25 years, and that is what's happening to America's middle class, what's happening to America's working families. They've been hammered, and this is the first step in turning that around.
Supporters of Marisa DeFranco and the feisty candidate herself were much harder to find. But a small contingent of delegates with signs bearing her name said they were confident she'd get the 15%. And Delegate Nancy Weinberg of Newbury said that would be good for the political process.
I think we need a primary. I think that it's the right thing to do. It's the small D Democratic thing to do.
But they were up against influential Democrats, including former Governor Michael Dukakis, who asked delegates to fully rally around Warren so she'd avoid the primary and be able to focus all of her attention on Scott Brown.
I want Elizabeth Warren to come out of here with an overwhelming vote so we can begin tomorrow to organize every one of the 2,157 precincts of the state. I don't think we need this kind of distraction. Because that's what it is. This is going to be a tough race.
Governor Deval Patrick fired up the crowd, campaigning just as much for President Obama as Elizabeth Warren.
If we want to win elections in 2012, if we want to keep Barack Obama in the White House, win back our Senate seat, and move our country forward, if we want to earn the privilege to lead, then it is time for Democrats to grow a backbone and stand up for what we believe.
Warren and later DeFranco both went on the attack against Brown, Warren taking a jab at him over the Native American flap as his strategy to win.
His answer is to talk about my family and how I grew up. Well, I say this. If that's all you've got, Scott Brown, I'm ready.
Scott Brown has made it crystal clear about what kind of election he is going to run. He is going to make this a street fight. And we need a candidate who can take a punch and come out fighting with ideas and solutions.
Joan Simpson.
Warren.
Warren.
Then, after a drawn-out voting process with delegates calling out their candidate of choice, Democratic Party Chairman John Walsh announced Warren had not only won an overwhelming majority,
and with 95.77% of the vote,
but 10% more than she needed to prevent a primary.
Please welcome to the stage our endorsed candidate, Elizabeth Warren.
With Springsteen's The Rising booming, Warren thanked supporters, thanked DeFranco for her passion and commitment to Democratic values, then asked the crowd to help keep Republicans from taking control of the Senate. Then she said she's ready to debate Scott Brown.
Thank you.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.
After Warren clinched the nomination, the Massachusetts Republican Party reacted by calling her a deeply flawed candidate. GOP State Vice Chair Peter Blute suggests Republicans will continue to push Warren on her claims of Native American ancestry. He's calling on Warren to release all her personnel files from previous jobs to show the effect of those claims on her career. This is 90.9 WBUR.